There are two conference championship games on Sunday. The NFC Championship features the Philadelphia Eagles and Minnesota Vikings. Sports commentator Bill Littlefield is still remarking at the Vikings' dramatic advance to the game with a touchdown on the final play of their showdown with the Saints last weekend.
In the wake of the late improbable Sunday win by which the Vikings avoided breaking the hearts of their fans, much has been written about how often they've done just that. The Vikings have been heartbreakers because they've been to four Super Bowls and have never won. Four times they've encouraged their fans to anticipate glory, each time no soap. So maybe the heartbreaker label is valid, but isn't every team in every sport a heartbreaker? The Vikings have done it their way. Other teams have found other ways to do it. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series in 1908, and apparently it wasn't all they thought it would be. They didn't do it again for 108 years, thereby breaking lots and lots of hearts. 11 years after 1908, eight members of the Chicago White Sox broke the heart of a little boy invented by a reporter to cry, "Say it ain't so, Joe." Those White Sox also broke the hearts of lots of older people who had assumed that baseball was on the up and up. And they broke some gamblers, too, which is beside the point, I guess, unless you're descended from one of those guys who lost everything betting on Chicago, thereby leaving you nothing, in which case your heart may still be broken. 1908 was 12 years before the creation of the American Pro Football Association, wherefrom sprung the NFL. The APFA included a team called the Dayton Triangles. They became so unsuccessful that people stopped attending their games. Perhaps their hearts were broken, since the early Triangles had won a lot. In the mid-20s, the Triangles broke the hearts of the few people still showing up by playing most of their games on the road, in places like Chicago. Hey, Hicktown Dayton, see ya! Eat your broken hearts out. More contemporary teams, some spectacularly successful, also break their fans' hearts. Ask a Yankees fan about trying to root for the team after it fell into the hands of George Steinbrenner. Ask Boston Celtics fans of a certain age how they felt after John Y. Brown moved into the owner's box. Is it crazy to suggest that, whether they know it or not, people become emotionally involved with a team because now or later the heartbreak is a certainty? Vikings fans, if I've fouled up your heads with that theory, you got a couple of days to forget it.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game, Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.